David puts it like this. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. See, this is what it boils down to. You want kingdom culture. You want the king's domain around your life. It starts with the thoughts that you think and the words that come out of your pie hole. Because that sets in motion a mechanism, a spiritual mechanism. And that life force begins to create. You are formed in the image of the Creator. You are an impetus. You are a beginning point. You are a catalyst for the world around you. And it is rooted in what it is that you meditate on, how you affirm it, and the actions that follow, that line up with the words of your mouth. Oh, those are just threats. I would never do it. Stupid person. You sure are going to do it. You sure are. You're just about to walk into what you've created with that spirit. See, you have ruach, pneuma, passing over your vocal cords. You have wind or spirit that is passing over your vocal cords that creates the word. So your words are spirit. That's why declarations are so important. That's why testimony releases the spirit of prophecy. What you think about creates a destination point. Bill said it today, that heaven is your destination point. Heaven is your destiny. Is heaven your thoughts? Is heaven your thoughts? It gets tricky here because I'm about to launch into another message, but I would venture to say that most of the people in this room